top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Monday, February 5th, in the headlines. A concerned citizens group of Wesley held a well-attended meeting on Sunday, and one Wesley resident reported a productive meeting of the MP for the Marigot constituency, 95. But calls for urgent follow-up action.
95DA.com.
Guyana's President Irvin Lee says the University of the West Indies plans to establish a medical school in Region 6 of Guyana to accommodate students from neighboring Suriname. And the U.S. Senate presented a $118 billion bipartisan border security bill on Sunday, local, with aid for Ukraine and Israel, but faced a swift opposition from the GOP majority in the House of Representatives.
Right on.
The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever.
Switch to a Ready Cash loan today. Bring your loan to us and get 25% off your interest rate. Get flexible payment terms, fast approval, and hassle-free service, so you can do all the important things you need with ease. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, and two references. Visit us in-store or apply online at www.shopcourts.com. Courts Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
During a gathering organized by the Concerned Citizens Group of Wesley on Sunday, a Wesley resident reported a productive meeting with the Member of Parliament representing the Marigot constituency. Among the various queries raised in the session, one key question focused on the time frame for individuals who were displaced and assured a certificate of title. The resident mentioned that the MP responded by committing to provide further information to the concerned residents, indicating a follow-up on the matter.
To be fair to the honourable gentleman, we had an amicable meeting and we came out feeling better than we did previously. So much so that the parliament promised to meet with us, our group, on a monthly basis. And I think that is a positive for all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, among some of the questions that were raised was, number one, a time frame as to when it is that those persons who were displaced and promised a certificate of title, when would that happen? There was not a direct answer forthcoming, and so this is one of the issues that he will seek response and get back to us. There was another issue that plagues us at present as to the going-ons on the lands at Joe Lasso River area, where loose mold is being dumped, and so that was addressed as well. And there was, again, inconclusive response or information with regards to that, because the power told us, in his own words, that there was some mistake with regards to measurements, and so the Chinese were under misapprehension as to how far they have to go with the dumping. So again, we await clarification on that.
Resident of Wesley, Shekai Andrew, who held the title of a 2019 Carnival Princess, emerged victorious as the 2024 Miss Teen Dominica, clinching numerous awards at the recent pageant. Nyana Stevens from the Northeast Comprehensive School claimed the second runner-up spot, earning the award for Best in Evening Wear. Lizanne Coffey of the Convent High School secured the first runner-up position and receive recognition for Best Promotional Speech and the Best Spectacular Wear.
And we start up with the Best Promotional Speech. This award goes to Lizanne Coffey from the Convent High School. Best in Spectacular, or Best Spectacular Creation Wear, goes to Lizanne Coffey from the Convent High School.
Best Performing Talent, Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School.
And Best in Evening Wear Award goes to Nayana Stevens from the Northeast Comprehensive School.
Best Evening Wear, Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School.
And the Best Response to Question Award goes to
Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School. Second runner-up, Nayana Stevens of the Northeast Comprehensive School.
First runner-up in Miss Teen Dominica 2024 goes to the Convent High School, Lizanne Coffey.
Your new Miss Teen Dominica. We have now come to the crowning moment of tonight's show. Miss Teen Dominica 2024 from the Dominica Grammar School, Shekiah Andrew.
And that was Raymond Lawrence and Kiwana Fontaine Wilson, MC for the 2024 Miss Teen Dominica pageant. Treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Jonna Blanchard, emphasized the need for a collective rescue operation, CRO, to address the current crisis gripping the country. Blanchard underscored the importance of holding perpetrators accountable by barring them from holding public office as a crucial initial step in the resolution process. According to Blanchard, a comprehensive investigation within the government is imperative to thoroughly examine the roots of the crisis.
That in order to fix that crisis that we are currently in, it would require a collective rescue operation, if you want to call it a CRO for short. It would require a CRO, a collective rescue operation, to first of all hold the perpetrators to account, or if you prefer the word culprits, okay? Hold the culprits to account. For that to happen, that is to hold the culprits liable, cannot remain in office. There must be a full-scale forensic investigation into the operations of government. And you might want to ask the question, can they be forced out of office? Of course, yes, they can. With consistent pressure, pointing out the wrongs and the ills of the country, protest action, massive public meetings, demonstrations, whatever it takes. With the coming together of the trade unions, the private sector, the churches, public workers, all civil, civic-minded people. Yes, patriots, we can.
Blanchard outlined the Concerned Citizens Movement main goal for 2024, actively mobilizing individuals nationwide to drive transformative change in Dominica. This change, he emphasized, extends beyond addressing immediate challenges and requires a fundamental shift in the country's governance structure.
When the process has started, we cannot turn back. We should stay out as long as it takes in order to liberate Dominica or to free up the country. And let me just tell you guys, 2024, going forward, CCM, that is what our focus is going to be on, mobilizing people. We have to start talking about how to get these guys out, how to pressure them out. Starting coming here every week and giving statistics and so on, it's okay, it's fine. But we have to go beyond that now. We're fed up. No last available bookseller. We're fed up. So we have to force them out. And we have to force them out to bring back some pride and joy to our country, some dignity and integrity, democracy, human rights and justice, fair play, electoral reform, critical accountability and transparency, decency for our body. That's what we're lacking most right now in America. Decency, basic decency. That has gone out of the window. It is disheartening. And above all, people, economic growth to our nature isle. What we once experienced in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even early 2000, we saw some economic growth in our country.
Jonna Blanchard, the treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement. In a recent update, Miriam Gates Kerr, a speech language pathologist associated with the World Pediatric Project, revealed the organization's plan to return to Dominica in the near future. This decision follows the comprehensive assessment of 100 children in the country. Kerr emphasized that during the assessment, a significant number of children on the spectrum were identified. She highlighted the positive outcome of the project, noting that valuable techniques and knowledge were shared with the parents of these children.
The colleagues here have been excellent. This is our first time in Dominica. They knew about our work in St. Vincent and asked if we would come here. And it has been extremely organized, and they got the word out. They got information from parents and caregivers about children, so we have all of that. And the response has been wonderful from families. They've been very appreciative of our work. So, and my colleagues who have come with me are excited about future missions here. So we're seeing a lot of children who are on the spectrum. They have autism. If they're young, that we're giving the families, we're looking at developmentally where they are, and then we're giving the families lots of strategies and techniques in order to not only, to help them communicate, and therefore it will impact and improve behavior. Like really looking at anything that we can do to help improve communication skills.
Kerr elaborated further, stating that in each evaluation conducted by the project, a careful examination of the progress of every child on the spectrum is undertaken. The primary goal is to tailor strategies, techniques, and resources based on each child's developmental level, empowering parents with effective tools for enhanced communication.
Basically, every eval, we're looking at where they are with speech, language, voice, fluency, which is stuttering. That's what we're looking at. And then we target, given their level, what strategies and techniques parents can use. We're also giving them many resources, looking up online videos and specific good websites with good information. Also giving them our information so they can communicate with us over WhatsApp. But I'll give you a specific example of a child I saw yesterday who will be referred over to the surgical mission with World Pediatric Project because she had a structural difference in the back of her mouth that was impacting her ability to speak. And I think the craniofacial surgeon will be able to address this with a specific type of surgery.
And that was a speech language pathologist Miriam Gates Kerr of the World Pediatric Project. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit announced that once the $15 million allocated for distribution to landowners in the Wesley area is disbursed, the government's remaining debt is expected to be below $15 million. He said payment will depend on the government's financial position. Responding to claims about the country's struggling financial status, Mr. Skerrit emphasized the ongoing construction of the largest infrastructural project in the nation's history as evidence of economic strength.
With regards to the international airport, $15 million have been paid. After this is paid, I think we owe about be less than $15 million, right? And in the next few weeks we should open up in a position to amortize that debt. And then that will be it in terms of monies owed to property owners on international airport project. Now okay. So now you hear some folks talking about, well, the country is broke. And how can the country be broke when it's building the largest infrastructural project in its history, $1.3 billion? And not only that, that's the country. We had to go ahead and spend a significant amount of money on the extension of the Douglas Charles at the same time to sustain the American airline flights are coming in, because, as you know, When it rains, it is very difficult to land, especially with having the mountain there. And so we're spending a significant amount of money. And that will be over $30 million for the extension and the grooving, because we have to groove the runway.
Prime Minister Skerita tried to explain that the allocation of funds exceeding $30 million for the expansion of the runway at the Douglas Charles Airport played a crucial role in delaying the repayment of significant portion of the government's debt. He emphasized that these funds were essential for critical infrastructure development, contributing to the nation's overall progress despite the impact on debt reduction.
If I did not have to extend the runway and spend over $30+ million on the runway, you know how many bills I could pay with that? You know how many people who we owe in that we could pay with that? For us to bring foreign exchange into the country, for us to ensure that the taxi operators, the vendors, the tour guides, the restaurant owners, the hotel owners have people coming to the country, we have to invest in the infrastructure. So, I saw that we had 4 years today. So we have to spend over $30 million on the extension of the runway alone.
Prime Minister Roosevelt's character. In other news, in an announcement on Sunday, President Irfan Ali shared that the University of the West Indies, UWI School of Medicine, has shown interest in establishing a medical school in Guyana. The proposed location for this potential institution is Region 6, with the intention of accommodating students from neighboring Suriname. During the commissioning of the pathology lab at the Georgetown Public Hospital Corporation, President Ali expressed satisfaction that the UWI School of Medicine had approached Guyana to be part of the vision initiated with the new Amsterdam Hospital. He highlighted the global outreach of the message about negotiating a building for teaching services within the hospital. President Ali revealed that negotiations and discussions have already begun regarding the potential establishment of the medical school. He emphasized the importance of ensuring that the tuition fees align with those for local students in Trinidad and Tobago, aiming for equity and quality in education. Addressing the existing School of Medicine at the University of Guyana, President Ali acknowledged competition as a factor that drives improvement in quality, affirming the necessity of such challenges. Although no specific date for the school's establishment was provided, many still wonder that President Irfan Ali mentioned ongoing discussions with the UWI, indicating that the project is still in the negotiating phase. And the U.S. Senate revealed a $118 billion bipartisan border security bill, inclusive of aid for Ukraine and Israel. President Joe Biden urged Congress to unite and promptly approve the bipartisan agreement, commending the migration provisions crafted over months of negotiations.
A group of U.S. senators on Sunday finally unveiled a major bipartisan border security bill that would also provide aid to Ukraine and Israel after months of negotiations. The $118 billion proposal could bring about the biggest changes in the country's immigration policy in decades. However, it was immediately set upon by Republicans in the House of Representatives. While President Joe Biden urged Congress in a statement to swiftly pass this bipartisan agreement, House Speaker Mike Johnson declared it dead on arrival if it reaches his chamber, saying on social media that the bill is, quote, even worse than we expected. Despite the opposition, Senate lawmakers behind the bill are vowing to push ahead. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, one of three bipartisan negotiators, told reporters the legislation would secure the U.S. southern border. It includes having Homeland Security officials temporarily shut down the border if too many migrants cross over a sustained period of time. The bill would also end the controversial practice of catch and release by speeding up the handling of asylum cases instead of quickly letting apprehended migrants go and allowing them to stay in the U.S. for years while they await hearings. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would try to hold an initial vote on the bill on Wednesday. The top Democrat said the deal would provide more frontline and asylum personnel and bring about faster and fair immigration decisions. Though some progressive Democrats are angry about the lack of solutions for so-called dreamer immigrants brought into the country as children. According to Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the Senate Committee overseeing spending, the legislation will put $20 billion into border security. It also pledges $60 billion for Ukraine in its war against Russia, $14 billion for Israel, and almost $5 billion for U.S. allies facing aggression from China in the Indo-Pacific, such as...
That's the media news, and here's a recap of the headlines. A concerned citizens group of Wesley held a well-attended meeting on Sunday, and one Wesley resident reported a productive meeting of the MP for the Marigot constituency, but calls for urgent follow-up action. Guyana's President Irfan Ali says the University of the West Indies plans to establish a medical school in Region 6 of Guyana to accommodate students from neighboring Suriname. And the U.S. Senate presented a $180 billion bipartisan border security bill on Sunday with aim for Ukraine and Israel, but faced a swift opposition from the GOP majority in the House of Representatives.
Right on.
The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Ferdinand Valman.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q90.